You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 115 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Hey, I'm Brian from GarageCast.
And I'm Jake.
Wow. We got to do this opening for this goddamn pod, goddamn it, shit. Why? We don't even do our own show right. Why would we do an opening?
Because we're fucking crafty like that, dude.
I don't know about crafty, but crappy, maybe.
I left the P out, sorry.
Oh, man, if you guys don't know what Pod God Damn It is, it's a conglomeration of all the shows from the Pod God Network where they ask us some really ridiculous questions because Adam had nothing better to do.
Yeah, he's fucking bored. He's a Brit, dude.
He's fucking swilling beer and fucking coming up with really bad ideas.
He's helping Will strangle wank and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Going to wind up like Get David Carradine.
All right. So this week's question for all the Pod Gods is most embarrassing moment.
Shit. We ain't got none. If you've listened to our show, you've heard all of our embarrassing moments.
And they keep coming for some reason.
Oh, we keep doing stupid shit, so.
All right. So check out all the Pod Gods at podgodsnetwork.com.
And listen to that goddamn Sid Vicious wannabe theme song that we got now.
That is
by
badass.
Machine Gun Men.
Yes, Machine Gun Men. It's badass.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hello and welcome to the Pod Gods Damn It episode all about embarrassing stories. My name's Mike.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Lou.
We're from the Jellyfills podcast and you can find us on the Pod Gods Network. Anyone want to volunteer their embarrassing story?
Okay, first? I'll set the tone.
Okay.
And we can only go lower it.
Yeah. I'll see if I can top all of that.
I'm going with something relatively middle of the road. When I was in the last year of primary school, we had to go away to Wales for, it was called a Christian Mountain Centre.
Oh, God, and you must be so embarrassed. You can't speak Welsh.
Well, fortunately, nobody else did in the place we were at. It was all English speaking. Anyway, you go then, you do lots of things like orienteering and mountain climbing. Yeah.
The typical
abseiling.
Outdoor adventure holiday.
Yeah,
we
you
went
go
to Wales as well to do one.
Did you?
And then to the south of France, Tarrabod.
Okay.
When
I was a kid, the
Comidwall Mountains.
The name Christian Mountain Centre conjures quite a powerful image in your mind. I was thinking that there'd be like some, could we be staying in some, like a church embedded on the side of a mountain?
It was called, what, Super Jesus Friends?
No, we didn't get any superpowers out of it, but we had to do all this. And anyway, we had to do this whole sort of orienteering, and I got split up from my group. Now, this is going to come as a real shock to both of you, but I don't have a very good sense of natural direction now.
You're
so just
kidding.
Imagine how I was when I was 11.
I'm walking around in small circles.
19, yeah.
Staring at your shoes.
Not far off, but I did actually manage to do a very large loop, and I saw what looked just like a muddy pit and the bank on the other side, and I thought, I kind of know where I am from there, because I can see the top of the building, so if I head this way, I'm going to be all right. So I walk over the mud.
Where are we supposed to be going?
I don't know, this was 19 years ago, man. This is all I can remember, because it scarred me for life. And I walk over it, and it's a bog, and you start sinking into a bog. Now, like quicksand with a bog, the more you struggle, the more you sink. So by the time the teachers and fellow students had found me, I was sort of knee-deep in the bog. It doesn't smell particularly nice. Not quite as bad as the Bog of Eternal Stench from Labyrinth, but not far off. And the only way of getting me out of the bog was to, obviously, my wellies were gone. There's no way I could retrieve those.
Sacrifice.
Was to also take my trousers off. Now, a big plus of going on this trip was the girl I had fancied for quite some time, in your primary school way, was there as well. And unfortunately, she witnessed me getting out of my trousers of the bog, clambering in my underpants over the bog and continually putting my hand through it and scrambling on the other side. And then she walked, we had to walk back to the centre. and I walked back to the centre. They all went inside to have their hot drinks just before dinner, and they hosed me down just outside, just outside where everybody was eating. So in full view of about 90 students, I'm being hosed down in freezing cold water while my tidy whities are becoming see-through. Needless to say, I never asked that girl out, and with good reason.
At the very least, I thought you were going to at least say she helped you out of your trousers.
Oh, no, no. No, this was all shame. There was no plus to take from this.
What was her name?
I can't reveal her name. There's a million to one chance she might be listening.
Come on.
I'll call her Edith. Makes it sound good enough with a little old lady.
She was the dinner lady.
No, she wasn't the dinner lady, but for the sake of arguments, we're going to call her Edith.
Oh, okay. That's chickened out at the end there. But that's relatively embarrassing, isn't it?
He doesn't want to add more embarrassment by finding out who this is.
She might be listening. This might be the chance we reconnect. And
no, she might have completely forgotten about that.
But then...
No one's going to forget about that.
They tell their stories to their grandkids this very day.
Probably. Well, all right then, Lou. Are you ready to lower the tone?
Lower the tone. Yeah, well, I was thinking about it earlier when I read the topic of this podcast and realised that actually all of my embarrassing stories involve me getting my arse out.
Right.
being the butt of the joke.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think in recent years, definitely, and I think I'll exclude anything when I was drunk as well, because that seems to be, you know, you can blame the alcohol a bit.
I think if you can only hazily remember it, it doesn't count, although that doesn't hold up on a murder trial.
So I think probably the most embarrassing thing recently was actually your fault, Chris.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to be a bit more specific.
Narrow it down.
Well, Mike will understand this. At our old flat, obviously, we had our front door, and then we had another front door.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a front door that led to Mike's front door and our front door. We had two separate flats, and occasionally we'd lock the outer door when homeless people were trying to find somewhere to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd locked it, and it's about 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And Chris is screaming at me, and I'd just worked a night, and he couldn't get out of the front door.
Yeah, it was very difficult to unlock from the inside that door. It was almost impossible.
Yeah, in my defence, I wasn't just going crazy because I couldn't open the door. It's a very tricky door to open.
I know it's a tricky door.
It feels like you're going to break the key.
It does. And a natural amount of force has to be used.
So, of course, I climb out of bed, and it was quite summery, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It must have been about this time. What, last year?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah, about a year ago now. So it's quite warm, and so all I'm wearing is a T-shirt and some very tiny pants. No shoes, no socks. Climb out of bed, run out, open the door up, let him out. He runs off. And as the door closes behind him to the front door, our front door shuts.
Oh, the vacuum of air that would form, yes.
And so I'm just kind of stuck outside. So I figured he'd have gone down the stairs and through the corridor as normal. So I run across the car park in front of about four people who are getting in their cars, wearing a T-shirt and little pants, screaming after him to try and get the keys back. And I didn't know whether he'd run or anything.
Sure.
And when I got there, he'd obviously disappeared. So I hung around trying to phone you, obviously, Mike, see if I could come in your flat.
Right.
I think you were living with Noosh at the time.
Possibly.
And Noosh wasn't there, so I couldn't go in your flat, find any clothes to wear. Even though I knew that in your front room, there was some clothes that we'd washed the day before left out in your front garden that you brought in. So there's clothes in there, and there's clothes in my flat, and I'm there with nothing. So I had two choices. I could either run across the main road to the pub and get my spare uniform out of the locker there, which means I have to turn up at work with no shoes, just wearing a T-shirt and pants at 7 o'clock in the morning.
There's been very few people around at that point, I suppose.
Or I could give Suzanne a call. Mm. It was our friend that used to live a couple of floors up from us, and she was elsewhere, so it was going to take about an hour to get back. So I had to stand basically in a corridor for an hour in my pants before I could finally borrow a pair of jeans and shoes, where I then had to wait for another 4 hours before anyone got back.
I remember that day. You said I've been up all day in Suzanne's flat. I got rocked out. Yeah, but then I suppose it was early in the morning. There were very few people around. It wasn't in front of your whole raft of classmates.
No, I think I'm still winning on the embarrassment front.
Okay. I'm going to have to tell my sex story, aren't I?
Oh, God.
Just to lower the tone when I broke my penis.
Okay.
Yeah. I've obviously told you the story before within private circles, but it's funny because when you're a teenager growing up in the mid to late 90s, obviously you read a lot of FHM. And I always remember one story that someone had submitted in FHM about when they tore their frenulum, which is the banjo string, as it's otherwise known. It's the little tendon piece of skin that joins the foreskin to the head of the male penis.
Well, okay, biology lesson penis. Here.
Can you remember what a penis looks like?
I think so, yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah, the underside.
I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall last week, so you know.
Well, you don't see the underside of his penis. But that's where it is. It's on the underside of the penis. It just keeps everything where it is. And if you're
it's your Achilles heel.
Of your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also where all the nerve endings are. It's like the male clitoris as well, to a certain extent. And I was reading this article in FHM, 1998, something like that, about how this guy tore it during sex. And it just sounded like the most painful, horrible thing in the world. I thought, this is a dreadful, dreadful idea that would happen. So then fast forward a few years, I was with my girlfriend, and we were having sex. She was on top. And I suddenly felt this searing, sharp pain. Yeah. And then nothing really. It was kind of just a bit weird to get on with it. So we carry on. And then post-coitus, we realise there's some blood involved somewhere. And so we...
Was your natural assumption it's not me?
Oh, I thought, I don't know, maybe the Reds were playing at home, but I don't know. And they appeared unannounced. I don't know. And so we went off into separate rooms to check ourselves, as it were. And my girlfriend was all right, but then it's when I noticed that I was the one doing the bleeding, and it was all coming from my penis. Not literally through the urethra, that would have been weird, but yeah.
Well, where were you bleeding from?
Well, from the frenulum, where it had literally just torn itself clean of my gland. And so then it was a question of, right, let's go to the A&E. Let's hop in the car.
And hoping they believe your story.
Well, it was something like I was like, next time I got my bum getting stuck there. This was, and like, but the thing is, I had to have to write a note for my parents because they were out.
Broke my willy. It was like,
basically, I didn't know how long we'd be gone, so whether they got back late or it was in the next morning. I was like, had to go to hospital. Don't worry, nothing serious. See you soon. And then it was, you know, going into hospital and explaining what had happened. I think if I hadn't read that FHM article at the age of 15, I would have just completely freaked.
Yeah.
And just been,
you knew it was
and just gone,
fixable.
Just batshit mad.
How did they fix it?
Well, you don't fix it.
So you just
fix it.
Your penis isn't joined together anymore.
Does it fall off? Is it at risk?
Is it like
just...
floppy?
No, it's
not like, you know.
It's only whereby the I'd have to show you a picture. Or show you a penis in order for you to understand. But no, it just means that there's no adjoining part between my foreskin and the head of my penis. But it's not often present if you're circumcised. But I wasn't. So it was there, then it wasn't there anymore. It had gone. Torn clean off in the act of making love.
Well, I think... Well, me and Lou have to go and be sick.
I've told you this story before.
I don't think I've ever heard that story before. Maybe you just chose to forget it.
To forget it.
Maybe.
Well, now it's been recorded and it's going to be broadcast, so...
Yeah.
We apologise for that.
Until next time.
Pod! God! Damn it!
It's stuck.
All right, recording.
Recording.
3, 2...
On the other side. Now he's backing up and he's been trying to stand up under there.
Pot! God! Damn it! And I'm Irv.
I'm Ice.
Six.
And we're from the Dixon Cider Show, and today we're going to be doing episode number 3 of Pod God Damn It. The question at hand is, what is the most embarrassing thing about yourself or that ever happened to you?
Okay, get it correct. What is it now? About yourself?
What is the most embarrassing
story? Whatever happened to you?
Most embarrassing story about you.
Well, that's like a totally different way you just went.
I know, that's why I asked him to clarify it.
Well, clarification made.
What's the most embarrassing thing about
us? About you? No, about no. us? A story about
a
us?
A story about you, yes. Like, I really can't think of anything more embarrassing than what we've already put in our podcast. Because I've already talked about having sex outside and getting caught. I masturbate, use a fleshlight when I can find it. I mean, I honestly cannot think of anything more embarrassing than
that. You're the only person I know that shoved used rags under my couch.
Exactly. And I admit it.
That's the most embarrassing thing about
you. That's about you.
Story about you.
That's about Irv, though.
I don't think there's an embarrassing story about me, is there?
Yeah, there is. There's got to be something.
What? Come on.
There's got to be some time where you pissed or shit your pants or puke. There it is. There it is. There it is.
I don't want to tell people.
Come on.
No.
That's what we're here for. Get it right.
I'm thinking.
Okay, well, he's thinking, Ice.
I've got so many
things. It's about him. It was all about Six. I was me.
Oh, you're going to pull me into it.
Okay, hold on. It's about Six?
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have happened.
Because of Six.
Well, kind of because of Six.
All right. So you're going to blame your brother
away. Thanks a lot.
I'll throw him under the bus any fucking time.
We know this.
Then I'll just back over it over you.
You bastard. So the fucker can lay under a bus. It wouldn't hurt him. Fucker go right over him. As long as he's not under the wheels.
I can go around the treads, the aqua treads. It wouldn't hurt him.
Fuck, he could sit in the wheel well, and the wheel can still go around.
Well, the most important the story is that we were going up to Minneapolis, taking him to Shriners Hospital.
Okay, well, how old was he?
I don't know. He was probably
9, 10, 11.
Well, they kind of go back on its story.
For 18 years, he used to go back and forth to Shriners Hospital because of an acute double club feet that he was born with.
Okay.
And so the Shriners Hospital is, you know, took care of his feet and all the surgeries and everything else. And we had to get him back and forth all the time. And when I was 27 years old, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. It's a bowel disease.
Which we heard about in our third or fourth podcast.
If some people knew that, at one point I had problems controlling
my bowel movements. Yeah.
My bowels. But there was a time where we were heading up to Minneapolis, taking him up to the hospital. And
he's concurring with his wife.
I always had to worry, though. Listen, I always had to worry about when I was going through that problem and trying to get it under control. I needed a bathroom almost all the time because I didn't have control all the time.
Yeah.
And we were heading up to Minneapolis, and I'd pack for like 2 weeks worth of underwear because I didn't know if I was going to have an accident or anything. Yeah. But on our way up there,
for
about 2 days going up there. And, I mean, there's many times I had to eject underwear because I loaded them up, if you know what I'm kind of saying. But that's kind of about it. But because we were taking him up.
So you've got a lot of embarrassing moments.
Oh, a couple years before I had it under control, yeah. I mean, it was like, if my mother was here, she would really
concur
on that, because there was times where we ran it up and there was a restaurant kind of up ahead because we knew like there was a gas station.
Yeah.
It was like, could I make it? No. You couldn't make it. or the next thing you saw me is running into the woods with a toilet paper in my hand and running into the woods.
You look like a white-tailed deer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of stories about my uncles shitting themselves. The only one I've never heard of is Sean shitting himself. I've heard a story from everyone, but
it's Sean. Happened.
Six, I mean.
Six. It's happened.
Yeah. Well, we've heard a lot about him peeing, though. Yeah.
I've already admitted to. I mean, okay, so you pretty much basically shit your pants a lot. There's not much embarrassing things that I don't already say on our podcast, so make sure you go check that out. But I know an embarrassing story about one of my other uncles. We were out on the golf course over at Homestead one time. And
but this isn't about us three.
Well, it's embarrassing. It's going to embarrass one of us. Not here, but one of us. He's coming around, and of course he gets the hole seven, and all he ever brags about is the hole in one that he got.
Who's this?
Kurt.
Okay.
He got the hole in one on hole seven, you know, and that's what, Squirtus? There's a reason why we call him Squirtus.
They already know
Squirtus.
Don't worry.
Anyway, so Squirtus always gets to hole seven and then talks about that hole in one. Well, then we get to hole eight, which takes us all the way to the other end away from the clubhouse. And then we come back on hole nine. Well, it wasn't hole seven. I'm sorry.
Seven, eight, nine.
No,
that's
like it was hole five. We get to hole five, and he had to take a shit, and he couldn't make it to the bathroom time, and he ended up shit in his pants by the time he got to the bathroom.
Because
so
six went all the way around.
So he ejected his underwear in the fucking thing, and by the time we got to hole seven,
woods?
Yeah, by the, no, into the garbage in the clubhouse.
He stuck it in the cup. somebody reached to get the ball on.
So he said something about like I wasn't sure if I was going to make it in time, you know. And then we get on the next hole and we start going, and by the time we get to hole seven, he finally tells me he shit himself, and. Or is it? Yeah, it's a whole seven. And then from that day forward, I always called him Squirtus. I was like, ah, Squirtus. So that's why we call him right. Squirtus. But
now
that's the most embarrassing part about him. So.
Well, I've got so many, I don't know what to go with. But
we could play a lampoon.
I concurred.
Were you pissed
well,
yourself?
I was thinking about that one, but everybody's probably heard of that already.
But remember,
I don't know.
Keep it short.
Honey, since you're here with me, what do you think I should do?
I don't know. Not shit yourself again?
Well, I've done that too.
Should we get a drum roll here?
Or should I just say all three of them?
No, none of that shit.
Should I just
one.
Say all three of them? Fuck it. I'll just say all three. Well, I'll give you guys a triple play. How's
all right, all right. Make up for me because I ain't got
okay.
one. That ain't
oh, you didn't even say yours yet.
No. I don't have it. I always say everything, so there really isn't much about
just
me.
Just go back in Irv's memory bank and pull it up.
You go and I'll think about it.
All right. Well, where do I start? Well, I've got, since we're talking about.
It was a hot, muggy day.
Since we're talking about shitting, I guess I'll start out with the shit story, I guess. I don't know. I was eating. I must have been eating something really bad that didn't agree with my stomach. It must have been like Taco John's
peanuts?
Or Taco Bell or something like that.
Peanuts?
I had to run the wife to work, and I told her, I says, well, I have to go to the bathroom, but I think I can make it. To take you to work and make it back.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the case. I ended up taking her to work, and instead of going into her job to actually use the facilities, I decided to drive back. That was a big mistake because by the time that I got maybe, 5 minutes away from home, it was too late.
Oh, yeah?
I unleashed the brown dragon in my pants. Yeah.
It's a fucking shit
and
monster.
The bad thing about it, it was like one of those famous bowls. You know, the corn and shit.
Bowls? Famous bowls?
No,
what?
Bowls.
Oh, you mean KFC?
KFC and Taco Bell.
So it looked like
I thought you were talking about your shit as being famous.
But no, I was eating a taco before that, and I had a famous bowl, so that stuff was digesting in my stomach and didn't agree well.
And what came out wasn't famous.
No,
either.
It pushed everything else out.
Well,
front
you
of
know
it.
How we talked about corn not digesting?
Yeah.
I made it in the bathroom. I was taking off my underwear very carefully.
Yeah,
and there's
you,
a fucking
yeah.
chunk of corn, carrot that hit the, or not carrot, but corn that hit the ground.
Yeah.
And I had to sit and clean that up. It was disgusting.
Clean your own shit.
And my shit covered corn.
The one thing you got to understand about Six is he's a fucking clean freak. Like you could eat a dinner off his toilet seat. It's that fucking clean.
I wouldn't, but
you know, I like a clean house, but I wouldn't recommend that either.
No, of course not. But I'm telling you, you clean that well, you could eat a dinner off his toilet seat
if you want to. I guess
not after that fucking shit bowl.
What's cleaner?
All right, now what's your story?
Well, everybody's heard about this song.
Well, maybe there's another time that they'll have another type of they can embarrassing, and you can
well,
use.
Fuck
those
I'll just recap.
Nah, you're good. You shit yourself too. So the two of you shit yourselves. I never shit myself. I piss myself.
No,
a couple
he just
times.
Masturbates in every fucking room and anywhere he wants to. No,
are you jealous? Are you jealous?
I'm not saying that. And he doesn't care about.
No, I mean,
else
of,
him.
I think one of the most embarrassing times in my life was second grade when I actually pissed myself, and I was sitting in class.
Oh, yeah.
At Golden Showers.
Ain't got time for that.
You should have played the clip. Okay?
I was going to be. But no,
not in the pod, goddammit. No sound effects in the pod, goddammit.
Why not?
Save it for the
That's
Dixon
part of
Center
us.
Show. Anyway.
It's part of us.
Very true. Go ahead.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Anyway. I was sitting in my class, and I had to take a piss, and I had to take a piss, and I'm waiting, and waiting, and waiting, and waiting. And in our class, right by the door, to leave to the hallway, there was a little folder where you would put a pink slip for boy or girls and a blue slip for boys, and you had your name on it. So every student had their name with a bathroom pass. And you put the bathroom pass in the slip to say you were out to the bathroom. Well, I kept looking at the thing, and they weren't coming back. They weren't coming back. So I went up to my teacher, and I says, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom. She looked at the thing. She goes, well, somebody's already out. You got to wait. I'm like, all right. So I go and sit in my seat, and I'm sitting there, and my knees are bouncing, and I'm, you know how you get antsy, and you get a piss, you got a piss, you got a piss, and I keep looking, he's not coming back, and I'm like, fuck it, and I just fucking let it go.
Right in the classroom.
You know, it's fucking like Dumb and Dumber. It just got fucking,
You know, he just relaxes. It's fucking feeling. Warm. And I sat there like, you know, and I was in second grade, so I didn't think me pissing my pants would go all over the floor. I thought it would just suck into my pants would absorb
it
all.
Yeah, it's a sponge. You're wearing sponge pants.
Exactly, sponge pants. The first original. Sponge pants.
Sponger.
So I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden, the girl, the one girl that I actually kind of had a crush on her, I thought was pretty, came up to me and looked at me, looked at the floor, looked at me, and goes, "Did you pee your pants?" And I go, "No." You know, and then all of a sudden, everything just fucking, you know, everybody's up in an uproar, and a teacher gets called over, and next thing you know, everybody's laughing.
Hazmat's called.
I piss my pants, you know, and of course, I didn't have nothing to change into, so the teacher goes in the closet, opens up this bag, and pulls out some clothes to wear. Now, imagine me in the early 80s trying to put on golfer pants from the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. I mean, they were bell-bottom golfer pants. I mean, it was just fucking horrible. I got picked on for a long time after that, but that was probably the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. But ever since then, I don't care about embarrassing. I don't get embarrassed, so... Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I put a thumb in my ass. I put a thumb in my wife's ass. My wife stuck her thumb in my ass.
You're checking your oil level.
I think the other day I masturbated, and I took this little rumbler, hey, this little vibrator, and that usually my wife uses, and all these people
stuck up his own ass.
No, I didn't. I stuck it between my ass cheeks. Because everybody keeps talking about their asses getting rubbed.
That
and touched.
Should be going for our podcast, not on
this
segment.
This is good for God damn it, Pod. God damn it.
God damn it.
So you're on masturbating the other day, right? This was like a week ago. I sit down. I'm like, I'm going to try this where everybody talks about your ass sphincter getting, you know, it just
stimulated.
So what I do is I kind of bend over a little bit. I grab one butt cheek. I open it up and I stick this little. It looks like an overweight tampon, and it's got a remote that rumble. You know, you turn it on so you can turn it on. It's wireless. You can turn it on like across the room. You can have your wife. What the fuck?
Come on, keep going.
The wife can put it in her panties and you turn it on. So I stuck it between my ass cheeks, and I was like, this is all right. And after about fucking 7 minutes of it, it started to fucking feel weird. And I'm like, I took it out. No, that ain't going to do it. So, see, there ain't much embarrassing about me.
The shit you're doing when we're not here. If
I only told you it was in one of your two chairs.
That's what happens when he's got so much.
Is that why I'm sticking to it?
No, just kidding.
That's what happens when he's got too much time.
I think that's it for...
Pod, God damn it.
Yeah, I think they heard a little bit more than what they needed to hear.
Episode three of Pod, God damn it. Pod,
God damn it.
Hey, it's Brian.
And Tony.
From the Salty Language Podcast.
For another installment of Pod, God damn it.
God
which
damn
is pretty fun, in my opinion.
I agree. Big
what,
fan.
What are we talking about this time, Brian?
Question three is what's the most embarrassing story about you?
Most embarrassing story about me?
Yep. Mine's easy. If you want me to go first, I'll go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's embarrassing, yet I'm anxious and very willing to share the story.
Fair enough.
The most embarrassing story for me was I was at, and this is going to sound a little odd, but I was at my girlfriend's grandmother's funeral. Yeah, you know what story
it
is.
I know the story now.
Yeah, so... And anyways, we're standing at, or what is it? We went to the, you know, it was a Catholic funeral. So, you know, the body's taken to the church, and then there's the service at the church.
When 8 hours long.
Yeah.
Lots of Latin.
When we
incense.
we go to get into my girlfriend's dad's car, his car kind of sets low. And when I go to get into the back seat, and I feel, and I think I hear a rip. So I'm like, oh, man, don't tell me I done split my britches, right? So
right.
I lean over to Jen, my girlfriend, and I'm like, hey, when we get out, you know, I was like, check.
Check my ass.
I did, too. I was like, check out my ass. And, you know, she's thinking I'm just being vain because, hey, you know, check
You're
out my ass.
So vain.
And so when we get out, she goes, well, I don't see anything. It doesn't look like it. And I'm like, all right, cool, you know, whatever. So, you know, next we're at the graveside service.
Uh-huh.
So, and then after that, you know, there's the, you know, where everyone gets together and has the fixings for, you know, all sorts of food.
Right.
So I'm we're standing there and go through that. I go to get back into the car. This next time, I believe it is. I might have the timing a little off, but something like that. Anyways, I go to sit down, and I hear it again, and I'm like, what the hell? So I kind of, you know, retch the hand back, and when I do, dude, I rip my pants. And not only did I split my pants, which were brand new pants. We bought them 2 days, 3 days before.
Quality.
Yeah. There were two seams I went through. I mean, I done split them and split them.
That's impressive.
Now, luckily, I was wearing some dark underbreeches that day, but it was still the idea that I had...
Were they purple pants so you could run around like the Hulk?
No, unfortunately.
Damn
that
would
have been sweet. Ass Hulk smash! So, you know, and I'm sitting there going, oh, there's no way in hell I'm going to this, like, luncheon afterwards.
What do you mean?
With my ribbreeches.
Enjoy some delicious deli meats?
Yeah.
With your ass hanging out?
Yeah. Just, and the thing is, I probably could have gotten away with it. Because, again, I had black pants on, I had dark underbreeches. It probably would have been okay, but...
Fair enough.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed to where we're, you know, Jen tells her dad, she's like, hey, we're not going to go to the luncheon. Because at first we were kind of like, well, is there like a Walmart or something around where I can just grab a pair of pants or something?
I've done that at work before.
Yeah, you know? So.
Rip my damn ass open, gotta run to Target real quick.
Right, yeah. So, and then we were just like, you know what, let's just screw it, we're just gonna go home. And she tells her dad, she's like, hey, we're not gonna go home. You know, Brian's had a wardrobe malfunction. And her dad's like, huh, what? And kind of like, didn't understand. And then she goes, you know, and then he gets it and he goes, oh, all right. You know,
that's so hilarious.
Yeah, and like I said, it was horribly embarrassing because of where it happened. You know, like
right.
We're at a funeral and I'm tearing my britches and, you know, waggling my ass everywhere.
Well, at least it wasn't banana hammock day.
Yeah, true. Yeah. The day after I decided to go commando.
I'll put my nice banana hammock on for the funeral.
Yep. I bend over, my fruit bowl falls out. Damn it, not again.
Oh, shit.
From the back, it looks like a clown with a weird nose. But like I said, I, as easy as it is for me to talk about now, I was really embarrassed. Because, again, you know, at a funeral, and I'm ripping my britches.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, that's fair.
So, there's mine.
I guess me, because when the question came up, the first thing popped my head, and there's probably something more embarrassing.
There's one I can think of for you. But,
but I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. It's got to involve a golf club.
It does.
Okay.
You're correct,
so that's
sir.
The first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah.
Was, this is many moons ago.
Many.
When we were young lads, out in our neighboring football field, we're just fucking hitting golf balls. And I somehow managed to hit the golf ball, backswing, somehow into my face. I have no idea still to this day how it happened.
And the best part about you telling this story is I can kind of tell my
side
you
were
of it
there.
As well. Yeah, because I was there.
You know, if I was at the funeral, I'd be like, yeah, your ass was hanging out.
Yeah.
But I don't have that angle.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Like, your ass does look great, in fact.
Hey. All I remember is blinding pain in my left eye. And then me throwing my golf club as far as I possibly could.
No, what's funny is I remember, because we were standing far apart, hitting, essentially picture a driving range, even though it wasn't
but
one.
A football field.
So picture a football field. We're both just driving. And I hit a ball, you know, and probably yank it left or right, because that's what I do. And next thing you know, I just hear just random obscenities. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, all right, there's no way that's from him hit a golf ball. And as I turn, I just see him holding his head and then throw his golf club. And I'm like, what
yep,
the hell?
Yep.
And he moves his hand, and there was literally a dent in your forehead or the side of your head.
I
like
believe
your
temple. It. That fucking hurt.
Oh, it was pretty rough. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. There was actually a golf player that did that this year.
Really?
He hit himself with his club.
Well, he's copying off of me.
Yes. So
I am the originator.
If nothing else, I figure maybe now you won't feel so bad.
That's
about
true.
It,
I don't feel so bad.
Now my brother hit himself in the head with a tennis racket once because he swung in the wind. I don't know the wind.
The wind?
He said the wind caught it, which makes no sense.
He's a liar.
But anyways, you know, I think what it was is he just swung too aggressively and coming forward and just wham.
Uppercutted himself.
He had to go have stitches put in his forehead. So, but anyways, back to the.
The only thing, the really bad part about it was school the next day.
Because
I was like, oh my God, what happened?
No, you didn't go the next day.
I don't even remember.
No, you didn't go because we were in commercial art together.
Well, okay.
You know, I was in.
So the day after.
Yeah, I was in commercial art first, second, and third hour, and you were in third, fourth, fifth hour.
Right.
And when I went in, you know, whatever, but then when it came time for your class to come in, I told the teacher that you weren't going to be there, and she was like, do you know why? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I hit him in the head with a golf club.
Well, because I came in. I know I was swollen, goose egg. Yeah, I can't remember if I had a black eye or not.
I don't remember. It was pretty – the bruise on it was pretty
no
brutal.
Good.
No.
What happened? I got hit by a golf club.
Yeah.
I never said I hit myself with a golf club.
No, because
I'm not that big of an asshole. I know better.
And now here it is for everyone.
And now here it is
right?
for everyone to share and love. I wish I knew how the hell I did
that. I wish I could time travel just to see it.
I know.
All I saw was the after.
I need Ghosts of Christmas Past so I can go back to that moment and look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what happened.
Yeah. All I got to, I'm sure a golf instructor would probably be like, yeah, maybe. Don't do that.
I'm sure. The golf instructor of Christmas past.
Yes,
that's
like,
what I need.
Hit the ball that hard, not your temple.
Oh, God, that was brutal. I guess I'm sure there's something more embarrassing.
There probably
is. But that's
the
first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah. That was the story that, like I said, when I read that question, I was like, I wonder if he'll tell the golf story.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and see, I never pissed my pants in school or shit myself.
Yeah,
so
I never did that either.
Hallway or anything like that.
Yes, that's what I mean. I don't have any of those kind of stories either. I mean, I've got some embarrassing stories, but they're more like painful embarrassing than they are. I mean, like, I'll give you a perfect example. In fourth grade, we had a test, and on the test, there was a question that said, it was, you know, when you're learning like measurements and stuff
right,
cups and all that stuff. We had a question that said, how much milk do you use on a bowl of cereal?
Uh-huh.
And I put, I don't remember what it was. It was like a cup. Whatever, and anyways, I put like a quart or something like that, and the teacher read it off in front of the class, and everyone's laughing at me, and I'm like, you've never seen me eat a bowl of cereal. Like, I answered it truthfully. That I use a lot of milk in a bowl of cereal.
Gotta soak that shit.
Well, I usually eat a big bowl of cereal.
Right.
So I'm eating probably...
it's like Friday.
Yes.
Big old punch bowl.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but, you know, like, that one was one that kind of haunted me for a while, because the teacher just straight out made fun of me in
front of a teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something else, but I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
I think the pants story is better than that one anyways. For
pants,
me, so.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, all right, well, I guess that cinches that one up.
That
then,
does
I
cinch think. That one up indeed, sir. Pot!
God! Damn it!
Peanuts are this awesome. Is Pod God Damn It. We are blogging Under the Influence. My name is Mick. I am joined tonight by...
John Holland.
J-Dub.
Scott.
And Henry.
Shana.
And Henry.
Shunnerinry. All at once. We're put at task to answer a simple question. Although this one may not be so simple. I've had about a week to think about this, and I still don't know the answer to this question, or one that I want to put out there, but what's the most embarrassing story about you, John Holland?
I don't know.
Nope. That's not a correct answer.
I pooped myself at church camp.
Okay. How old were we?
I never went to church camp.
Oh.
23. 28.
Hey, I shit myself lighting fireworks. But that's by no means my most embarrassing moment.
All right.
You shit yourself in a fight.
You may have. Yeah.
I've done that.
That's been covered. All right.
I'm not shit myself having sex yet, though. I'm looking forward to that day.
Well, when you're only putting 15 to 20 minutes in it, of course you're not going to.
I could have shit 50 times in that time span.
Yeah, you got the turbo shit.
Henry, what's the most embarrassing story you can conjure up for this podcast?
You know, I don't think we have that much time.
Oh, sure we do.
I don't have a singular most embarrassing. I don't think.
Okay.
I've done a lot of embarrassing. See, I don't really get embarrassed by what should embarrass me. Doesn't really embarrass me.
Okay.
I'm pretty open about things. I don't really mind.
The Poison Ivy story was really good. Yeah, I'm just going back. Yeah,
that wasn't.
I think that was like the greatest.
All right.
As far as podcast listening that I've done.
Okay. Give us the poison ivy. Yeah, people listen to this. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, I listened to it. That's why I'm on the show now. Because I listened to it and I was like, wow, that's funny shit. I gotta get involved.
I had sex with a girl that was questionable, and like a week later I got poison ivy and I called her blaming it on her. And it turned out wasn't poison ivy at all. Or I mean,
wow!
Turned out it wasn't anything.
That's the best Freudian slip I've ever encountered.
Yeah,
because we spent 30 minutes making fun of Henry on that podcast.
Yeah,
about him having herpes.
Wow!
And he's like, "No, it was fucking poison ivy. I swear to God, it was poison ivy, but I didn't know."
Yeah, no, yeah.
Turns out it Was it poison ivy?
That is my most embarrassing. No, I don't know.
I think we may have just covered your most embarrassing.
That was it. Real time.
Yeah,
in the studio.
The Freudian slip on a podcast about having herpes.
Should I get a wet nap for my lighter?
Nope. Honey, go get the Lysol. Lysol don't kill herpes.
No, just whores and sluts.
Yeah.
Lysol Scott kills whores and sluts.
I think.
Let us be the judge of
okay,
that.
Okay, well, give us a brief cistern story. give us a brief cistern story.
That wasn't embarrassing.
Oh, the way I heard it was.
Now go ahead, somebody else. I'm
okay, Shauna.
I pass.
No, you don't pass. You can't pass. Come on, we're doing a show.
Remember that
we're recording.
Time when she told you you were huge.
Yeah, that wasn't embarrassing for her. And she's a really bad liar, so. You can't sit there and think. You have to come off the cuff.
Just go someone else. I'll
come
back.
Jason.
What am I supposed to say?
Your most embarrassing story.
That time at Purdue when he was pledging the fraternity. And
at band camp.
Yeah.
Because since nobody's saying anything, I'm going to drop a fucking doozy.
I just don't know. I need some.
Yeah, I've done a lot of things that most people would be embarrassed by, but I'm generally not. I'll talk about it to everybody. I don't care. Like the time me shit myself. Or,
right.
You know, I could have kept
that. Yeah, that's happened many times for me. So.
Me too. And I could have kept it to myself, but well, that was funny. I know, you know.
I'd go back to work, back to my job, and say, yeah, I just grab my pants. I give myself a little starfish stamp.
I actually, one time at work.
The bridges.
I was like,
you just asked starfish stamp.
Yeah. It's a hot summer day. I was a little runny. I ate too much. I thought I had a fart, and
it happens.
Bam.
It happens.
I stamped my britches with the starfish. Perfect.
Like, I've done.
The fuck am I going to do with this?
I've
go
done
back
that.
To work.
It's not that embarrassing, though, because nobody else knew about that, right?
No, I told them.
Oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, I just shit my pants.
Yeah, I
basically
tell myself. I had to be taken into work one time.
It's the kind of job I have, unless I had to fall out, shit myself, and had to be like, I got to go home.
Yeah, they can't make too much fun of him. His uncle owns a place. He'll get their ass fired.
Right, right.
No.
Kind of
I'll
like
get
you with your dad being the boss, you know.
No, I'll get my ass fired.
He doesn't have that much pull.
Somehow it would have something to do with No, I would get my ass fired for it because my uncle hates me, but.
Third grade. Ripped out the entire back of my pants. I'm talking from crotch to the seam waistband.
Okay.
Teacher wouldn't even let me go home to change my pants.
Really?
Yeah. So, third hour, we're in gym class. We had to walk this mile track. I just walked around and went down the alley. All the way home.
Fuck you.
Excuse you guys, I'm going home. Well, ended up coming back to class in new pants with my mom, and she cussed the teacher out.
Nice. Anyway, you ready for mine?
Yes.
Yes.
Jason may remember this. And if he does, I'm going to get a deer in the headlights look.
Okay.
Spent the night at Jason's house. Mm-hmm. Probably seventh grade.
Caught my mom naked.
No. No, I didn't catch your mom naked.
He fell on her naked.
But Jason walked in on me masturbating in his bathroom.
Nice. That's no, what I don't remember that.
That's what you were doing.
I'm glad
That's
you. I'm not glad how you, I remember I'm that. Glad you blocked that out.
Okay.
that I cannot remember being more embarrassed in my life ever. Ever.
So did you ever come back out of the bathroom?
Oh, it took about a half hour
to finish.
No, no, I didn't finish. But I paced around like, holy shit, how am I going to face this demon? This is going to be the weirdest fucking shit ever.
Wait till we go to school tomorrow, fucker.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't Tyson or you.
Oh, yeah. It'd have been the paper the next day.
That, I'm sorry. I didn't notice, I guess. But.
Well, that was fucking, how many years ago was that? Christ, that was...
I would have remembered something like that. Like, dude, I remember.
I did. Never thought I'd admit it to hundreds and hundreds of listeners, but.
Would you get with
hundreds? But fuck it.
Would you get with hundreds and hundreds?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Not thousands, though, like Grant was saying.
Don't say that. Don't say that. They don't know.
Well, I don't care.
Give that dick a
okay,
call
maybe
a half
one
hour,
or
make
two.
Sure the fucker made it home.
I love him. Yeah. All right, we're out of time, guys. I'm going to have to do a bit of chop into this before I send it out. But we've been blogging under the influence. Check us out, buipodcast.blogspot.com, and, of course, thepodgodsnetwork.com. Okay, bye.
Damn it!
Welcome everybody to Pod God Damn It Episode 3. The combination of all the gods of Pod joining together to create the greatest podcast
ever.
Ever. Where we generally we get subjects, we sit around, we talk shit, and then we splice it all together and you get to get a sample of every podcast on the network.
Mm-hmm.
We are Our Married Life podcast. I am Nikki.
And I am Gemma.
You may have heard me from the Co-Captains podcast. And you may have heard of Gemma from...
The last Pod Goddammit.
The last
one
Pod Goddammit. And the soon, very, very soon to be released Our Married Life podcast, which will be up on the network. We've been promising it for... like weeks now, but we've it's been a bit hectic for us lately.
Same time of the year with the kids and all that.
Yeah, it's just been
busy and we're just too busy for you.
Again, that was perfect.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm being told how to talk into the mic.
Yeah, she drops.
So I'm not used to it.
She drops the mic a bit.
You drop the mic a bit.
In your butt.
Excuse me.
Remember that time I put my finger in your bum?
No.
course you don't.
Yeah, because you do it so discreetly.
I do, but I've done it.
We're
done
not talking
it.
About sticking anyway, hands in bums.
Well, this week's subject is embarrassing moments.
Nikki's got a good one for
I do have a good one. It's your obvious being caught
masturbating
by your parents. In this case, it was by my father. And
how
I was,
old are you?
I would have been 13.
Yeah, it was peak period. Of
around 13, 12, 13. And I was not caught. It wasn't so much the act of being caught masturbating. It was the act of being caught masturbating the way that I was doing it. I wasn't doing it the general, you know, in the shower or laying in bed just having a tug or something like that. I was actually, it's hard to explain. I'm gonna paint a picture for you guys. I had my left hand, so I was facing my bedhead. I had my left hand on the bedhead, grabbing it. I had my right foot up on the bedhead, and my left knee was on the mattress. So I was facing the bedhead, sort of. One leg up, hand reaching underneath my leg and tugging from underneath. And that's how I was caught. And that was a rather embarrassing moment.
Maybe you could take a picture of your stance.
That's what I'll do, actually. I'll take a picture of how I was doing it and I'll post it up on
Facebook.
We should, yeah.
I'll Twitter it.
Yeah, I'll tweet it. Because you can follow us at
Our Married
Life, and that's life with a Y.
Because you know we're awesome like that?
We are. Because that's how we roll down in Australia.
So that's your only embarrassing moment?
No, it's not my only embarrassing moment.
What else have you done?
I've shit my pants a fair few times.
What's happened?
I shit my pants before work one day.
I had to go to work with shit in my pants.
Yes, had to go to work with shit in my pants. Luckily, we had showers there. I just didn't wear underpants for the rest of the day.
Where was that? Was it when we were together?
Yeah, it was when I was working at Amiga.
I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Shit my pants there. I've shit my pants a few times. I was masturbating on the beach once, but I don't think I got caught, so I won't count that.
Why the hell would you masturbate at the beach?
Because I was horny. Why would we have sex at the beach?
Yeah, I suppose, but... I suppose.
Time and place, it felt good.
Yeah.
I've got a few. What have you got?
Well, mainly it's more probably based on the same thing, being caught by my parents having sex when I was... 17.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad in the middle of the night walking in, not knowing whether I was home or not.
Yeah.
And seeing me. But didn't see me, but was just like, oh, wait, what's going on? And
you were up on top grinding hard?
No, I didn't really see very much, but still.
But you were up on top grinding hard?
He knew that I was having sex. No, I don't remember what exactly was happening.
Was the guy doodle big?
I can't even remember who it was.
Wow.
I need to think about it. I probably can remember who it was, but it's just that moment that my dad caught me that stuck in my head more than anything else. And then I've caught my dad masturbating.
That would be crazy. Like, you know your parents do it, but I did find a dildo in my mum's drawer once.
Oh, don't paint that picture in my head.
I swear I didn't taste it.
What?
Huh? I didn't lick it. I went too far there.
That was really, really too far.
That was really too far.
Did you seriously find a dildo in
there? I have found a dildo in my mum's drawer.
Oh, wow. Wow. hard to think your parents.
I really didn't want to go down the path of like your usual masturbation stories.
Yeah, no,
like
it's
I wanted
not.
Something really embarrassing, but I can't.
There would have been so many from high school, but my memory just doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Like I just can't remember that far down.
And I'm like one of the most clumsy son of the bitches in the world.
Yeah, me too.
Like I've walked into, you know, when you at school, when you're walking past classrooms, you tend to look inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've walked into poles while everyone's looking out at me.
Yeah, I've done things like that.
I've done things like that, but I don't find that too embarrassing.
No.
Like I laugh it off.
Oh, I think like surfing once, when I was like 15, like my tops came off.
Yeah.
And I like got dumped by a wave and then like stood up with no top on.
The time that I got extremely drunk at my brother's birthday, and it was not long after I got my Prince Albert pierced.
Hmm.
I was in the casino. We went to the casino for my brother's birthday.
Remember that.
This was rather an embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody that I bumped into, I felt the need to pull my cock out and show them.
Right.
And then when I realized, I even showed the bouncer. Like, nice. As I was getting kicked out, I was like, hey, check this out. I got it pierced. Woo!
Are you really?
And then, yeah. And then when I woke up in the morning, that was quite embarrassing.
Yeah. I think, like, yeah, you have a lot of those, like, what did I do last night? How embarrassing.
Yeah. But most embarrassing
But
moment,
I don't live
like,
my life that way, so. No.
See, I'll brush it off. We're both fairly easygoing people. I mean, we come from down under. That's the way of Australia. We're pretty
easy breezy.
Yeah, we're pretty carefree. I'm a pretty hard guy to embarrass at the moment. Like, I haven't been embarrassed in a long time, but I don't know how you'd embarrass me now. You'd probably just have to get me to stand.
I don't think I could embarrass you.
No, you could never embarrass me.
You embarrass me sometimes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But not for like bad reasons.
Just like when we're walking through the shopping centre.
When you're
like,
walking through the daycare with your studded jacket.
You love that studded jacket. I was going to say when we're walking through the shopping centre, you like, walk past me and I cock bump. Yeah.
Cock bump me?
Yeah, I'll give you a little grinding as you walk past in the shopping centre.
Or you like, we'll say something. No, you did embarrass me. You only embarrassed me when we were buying the computers in JB Hi-Fi. You singing or you said something, you'd be like, so you want to do it later? Or like, how are we going to do it this time? Or like, and you're saying it quite loud. And
can I put it in your butt?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I always do stuff
making
like that.
Making me blush.
Yeah, so those are probably the top of the list for us, but not easily embarrassed people.
No, not at all. All right, well. That's us wrapping it up.
Yeah, so that was us for our Married Life podcast for Pod Goddammit, Episode 3, Most Embarrassing Moment. You can email us at marriedlife@live.com.
That's life with a Y.
Yes.
L-Y-F-E.
You can find us on Twitter, Our Married Life, at Our Married Life with a Y.
Damn it!
Hello, welcome to We Love Movies More Than You. I'm Chris.
I'm Jim.
And in this little slice of the Pod Gods episode, we're talking about embarrassing stories. Now, I did already regale Mike and Lou with my embarrassing story from when I was much younger and I got stuck in a bog whilst I was orienteering. I ended up having to walk back to camp in my underpants in front of the girl I was very fond of, and she had to watch me be hosed down in front of everybody. It is a bit redundant me saying this because this would have already have been on the episode earlier, unless we're leading and I've just spoilt it all. But either way,
I'm not sure if that little pressy of that story was worse or better because it had so many of the key details left out.
Well, there you go. If this has gone on first, it's a little teaser for my embarrassment to come. But I thought I'd keep these ones movie related, as obviously we are a movie podcast and a movie website. Now, my first embarrassing story was when I went to see Volcano at the cinema. Now,
it's pretty embarrassing.
It's pretty embarrassing in itself. I mean, both those Volcano movies that year were both crap. Dante's Peak and Volcano, just which was slightly less awful. I think Dante's Peak maybe won out, mostly because it didn't have Tommy Lee Jones's haggard face in it. Sorry, Lee Jones, but, you know, I can't stare at that for 90 minutes.
Bring me the smooth visage of Pierce Brosnan.
But we were watching, I was watching Volcano with a couple of friends at the cinema, and I didn't particularly want to go to the cinema on account that I didn't feel very well. Now, during the movie, I was quite a bit sick.
Physically sick?
Physically sick, yes. It wasn't at any like key area. It wasn't whilst the, you know, ironically, the volcano was erupting. It was, you know, sort of around the halfway mark. I think somebody, the guy, I forget his name, he was in Fargo as McDormand's husband. He played an underground safety worker in Volcano, and he does this heroic saving somebody where, you know, his legs end up getting melted into the lava, and he throws the person to safety just as he sort of, you know, splits in half. It was around that point in the movie that I was sick into my popcorn bucket, which wasn't very nice. And the worst thing is,
no, don't tell me that you were in the middle of the diner popcorn trick at the time.
No, because I didn't feel well, I didn't want to sit on the aisle, because I don't like sitting on the aisle in a busy cinema for the sole reason that people are going to be perpetually clambering over you, walking past you. So I thought the safest bet is to sit over in the far corner by the wall. Unexpectedly, the cinema was more or less sold out, so I'm kind of pinned against a wall with a bucket of vomit. Not really sure what to do with it. There's no shortcut I can take. And obviously, sorry to get into details here. In a cardboard, when you put vomit in a cardboard container, it can only house it for so long before the bottom of it starts to get a bit soggy.
Check out the blog at www.welovemoviesmorethanyou.com and follow us on Twitter at WeLoveMovies1.
I've been racking my brain trying to think of an embarrassing story. One, my life has been pretty, at times, jam-packed with embarrassing incidents. I can't think of any that I've had at the cinema. I did end up sitting through the entirety of Miller's Crossing, look a bit like a pervert. On the way to the cinema, I literally ripped the crotch out of my jeans from pretty much the inside right knee to the inside left knee. Right. I mean, these were more like kilt legs. So I had to sit with my coat draped rather suspiciously over my lap. But
did you have a hat? Thing that
I would have thought would have made a pretty good quote on the poster was quite recently, and we may have discussed this in the full podcast, that I went to see The Woman in Black.
Yeah.
And as I'm going to gloss over it now because the memory is too horrific to relive, but I did find it to be one of the scariest films I've ever seen. But the ending to that story, which I have normally left off from telling everybody else, apart from pretty much it was telling my girlfriend what had happened and seeing the aghast look on her face that made me subsequently leave that part of the story out when I was retelling it, was we left the screening, I went straight into the cinema toilets, and if, as much as I can try and avoid detail here, proceeded to urinate. Casual, scruffy man that I am, I don't have my shirt tucked in. I had it hoisted up for access. And a one in a million chance, I accidentally lost grip of my shirt towel, which fell into the stream. I then had to, thankfully in a quite empty toilet, I had to go over to the sink, stand on tiptoe so I could rinse my shirt towel under the tap, and then stand rather suspiciously crutch thrust out as I dried it under the hand blower. And I suddenly realised afterwards that if they'd have asked me there and then, I would have been out to say, after Woman in Black, I literally had to wash the piss out of my clothes. But I walked out of the toilet with a rather sheepish looking on my face, and she's going, where have you been? And I was like, well,
there was a ghost in the bathroom.
Everybody, Woman in Black, mate, you wet yourself. No, my trousers are dry, look. but that wasn't it wasn't particularly embarrassing, but I did feel rather stupid.
Well, if the distributors of The Woman in Black are listening, you can have that for the front cover of the DVD and Blu-ray.
Some guy asked me if it was available on DVD today, and I looked at him really seriously, and I was like, no, it's not. But believe me, you don't want to watch it.
Did you get a sudden cold judder as he asked for The Woman in Black? Is that how it's going to be now? Anytime someone brings a copy?
When I turn around, there's no one there.
Well, I don't think there's anywhere else we can go from that once you've wrung the piss out of your own shirt after a trip to the cinema.
Where'd you go? Certainly not in for a second showing.
not without changing your clothes.
No.
Damn it.
All right, so it's our turn on Pod God Damn It.
And
question one.
Oh, and by the way, I'm Jake. Yeah.
You're Jake. I'm Brian.
And then we got Weezalicious here with us. We have a special person in here with us. We're going to leave her name kind of out of it. We'll just call her Weezalicious for this
Weezalicious.
Show.
Weezalicious.
We got a tween with us. We're taking the show to the other extreme. With a very young female point of view.
This is going to be bad or good?
I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. So, Weezalicious, say hello.
Hi.
There you go. Nothing like bringing a tween in. It's my child, so it's okay. Don't call the law.
Well, they're probably going to call the law now.
What the hell is this guy doing with his 13-year-old daughter on a podcast?
All right, so this week's question for episode 3. What's the most embarrassing story about you?
You know, that's just kind of, we discussed this a little bit. I don't know if we're really supposed to go over the answers or if it's not like Ask an American was, but...
What do you mean?
Where Ask an American, you didn't get to preview any of the questions until you were doing
the show.
Well,
we just did one before we hit record.
But, man, our show, we don't hide anything.
No, we don't. We tell
anything from shitting our pants to puking till our eyes bleed. I mean... Exactly. That's what we're saying. We don't hide anything on our show. That's why you're not allowed to listen. But I don't. Yeah, you know, in about 5 you can come in and be part of all of it. But till no.
Yeah, and listen to the back shows.
But yeah, I don't. The only thing I could really think of that I haven't told that was kind of embarrassing is one day I bought a poker ticket, scratch off Indiana lottery ticket, and I came home and I scratched it off. And I thought I won $50,000. I'm looking at it, I'm going, look, this $50,000.
Did you not scratch off the rest to
find
the rest of
those
zeros?
You know, and I'm looking at everything, I'm like, this is $50,000. I'm not a poker player. Mm-hmm. You know, I got the basic gist of poker. So I'm thinking I won. I don't even remember what the suits were that I had at this point. I mean, because it's been a couple years ago. And I'm all stoked going, I think, I won this hand, it's $50,000. So I jump in the truck and I head up to the gas station. And I'm driving up there going, $50,000, I can pay this off, I can pay that off, I can buy a new boat, you know.
Yeah. Oh, everything just goes through your mind.
Yeah, I'm just fucking grinning, you know. And I get up there and I walk in and I hand the kid the ticket and he scans it and he just kind of looked at me and I'm just kind of grinning, going, oh yeah. And he goes, $5. What? Yeah, it's only a $5 winner. I'm like, oh.
I was so pretty you're embarrassed just a dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, why is this guy so happy over $5?
Yeah.
You broke even.
Because I was fucking stroking it in there, you know. It did. I know the kids thought they got me one time. They got some of them joke ones.
Yeah.
You can get it like at the dollar store.
Tell them about that.
Tell us.
No, we want to hear the behind the scenes of it.
What were you thinking when you were with your grandfather and you found these cards?
So Grandpa took us to the dollar store, and we were looking at all the toys, and my sister, she grabs them, and she goes, we have to give these out to Dad, Julie, you know, everybody else. And so we bring it to Dad, and he scratches it off, and he thought he won, like, $50,000.
It was $5,000. But even at $5,000, I'm thinking,
I thought
sweet.
It was more than that.
No, it was $5,000. It was a believable amount, you know.
They didn't make it all.
Yeah, they roped us right in. Who else did you get with that?
Juju. Grandma Barb.
What did Grandma Barb do?
She said, thank you guys so much. And started hugging us all weird and stuff.
And then did she what did she say when she realized it was a joke?
And she read the back of it and she said, "Oh, nice."
Kind of what I did.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I didn't want to show any emotion after my first bout, you know, the story like I told earlier about the poker card.
Uh-huh.
When it said $5,000, I'm really trying to hold it in and I'm looking at it. I'm like, "All right, look at the back of the card." I flipped the scratch off and I'm like, "It's a joke card. Aren't you too fucking cute?"
That's awesome, though. What was it on? You ever watch that show Tanked?
I love that show.
It's a good show. But they were going around, everyone in the office or was in on it, and they were fucking around with the head guy in there doing with those scratch offs. He thought he won a bunch of money and shit.
So then the other guy got him with like hot sauce and everything.
I have never seen this show.
You never seen Tanked?
No.
They're like a high-end fish tank place, and they build like
fancy fish tanks.
Yeah, unbelievable fish tanks. Like they
fish
made
tank
a head
the size of the garage.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
yeah.
Like yeah,
bigger.
But that's not even the cool part of it. They made a spade fish tank. Did you see that one? They made a spade-shaped fish tank.
That's just we can't have this racist shit on this show.
What, spade?
Yeah, that's a derogatory term for a black person. We will not be going
down this
road.
I've never heard that one before.
Really? I got a new one. Spade.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, no, but I won't be able to use that, will I?
But what else did they do? They did the headboard for the bed. The whole headboard, so when you lay on the bed.
And then, there was one that went, over the bed. The rest of it went over it.
Yeah, that's the one where you lay it on the bed.
Because sharks, and the sharks went over him.
It's a badass show, dude.
Never seen that.
You need to check it out.
Didn't they do the one for the church
with Hulu?
Like 50,000 gallons of water or something?
Yeah, there was a big one they did for a church too.
Did they have Jesus walking on the water?
No, but they put this big
that
ass
would have been cool to have a Jesus standing in the middle at the top, look like he's
looking down at you.
The Jesus from Dogma.
Oh, you see his feet?
All you want, I want the Jesus from Dogma standing in the middle going,
doing the Buddy Christ.
Buddy Christ.
I have no idea what that is.
You've never seen Dogma?
No.
You're at the age where you can watch Dogma now.
Yeah, she can watch Dogma.
Yeah. We'll have to turn you on to that one. That's a good one.
You'll have to close your eyes when Selma Hayek's boobs come on.
But she's a muse. There's nothing there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's no nipples and no vagina.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yes, we're making the tween cringe. Everybody had, all girls have vaginas.
Well, I can't think of, like, my most. Here's the thing. Like you said, our show is we tell all, and I don't have, like, a traumatic one that first pops into my head. It's not, like, my most embarrassing story.
Not
it's
like
more
three,
like.
A three pump and dump?
You're not paying attention, you walk into a pole, you know, and everyone just looks at you like you dumbass.
I could tell my aunt's most embarrassing story.
Is that with the dog poop and the flip-flops?
No, that's your aunt's story, and we've told that one.
Oh, yeah.
With the yellow dog shit and the yellow flip-flops. No, my Aunt Dee, I was on a trip with the toilet paper.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I'm on this road trip with my mother and my aunt and my grandmother. To go to northern Wisconsin, which is really cool because great-grandma what we were going up to see was cool as shit. Grandma Brown was the bomb. 13 year age, she's feeding me beers like me and Jake are drinking in here now. So we're on our way up there and we stop at this Dairy Queen. And my aunt goes, "I got to go to the bathroom." So she comes out.
Oh,
and do all girls line the toilet seat with paper or toilet paper?
I do that.
I don't do that. I just go.
You can get crabs from a toilet seat.
Well, then I'm going to have a great story for the podcast when I get them. I'm going to make it out like I picked up a hooker or something. But anyway, I'm making this child cringe. She comes back out. Says, "Yeah, it's two claps or something, you know?" Right.
Hurry up.
So
we're running out of time already.
So she comes out, and she's got this whole long strand of toilet paper hanging out the back of her fucking pants like a tail.
Uh-huh.
And she's standing there, and I seen that, and I just started backing up. My mom goes, "Oh, Diane, let me get this for you." And she yells. My mother talks so loud anyway. And she's rolling up the toilet paper, kind of like Smokey and the Bandit.
Uh-huh.
"Excuse me, kind sir." Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Lady. So what's yours?
My mom took me shopping for bras, and while we're standing in this door, this guy was, like, looking for socks, and my mom's sitting there trying to put all these bras on me to see what one fits.
In the middle of the store?
Yes.
Not even in the fitting room?
Over my clothes.
Come on.
Not even kidding.
That is pretty embarrassing for a 12-year-old.
No, I was 10.
Well, you didn't even have boobs. So what does it even matter? You just get a heck cut off t-shirt, you're good to go. Rock the midriff.
The midriff.
I'm bringing that
you're
back this
date
year.
Yourself.
You say that every year. You say you're going to ride the golf cart up in your midriff and your Daisy Dukes.
Uh-huh. I'm rocking that.
Come on, dude.
Pockets hanging out like the girls all wear. I'm rocking that girl.
Oh, Lord. All right. We need to wrap this one up since I don't have a good one.
And yeah.
It just went on. So we're GarageCast. Check us out, thegaragecast.com, PodGods Network. We're out.
See ya.
Later.
Bye.
Pod God damn it.
Hey guys, this is Chris from the Unsocial Network for episode 3, question 3. What is the most embarrassing story about you? We're going to cheat a little bit on this episode, and I'm actually going to play for you a clip from episode 36 of our show that you can find on thepodgodsnetwork.com. Pretty funny / embarrassing. So we're going to play that for you guys, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Here it is.
I had to all of a sudden, you know, you get the bubble guts, right? And your shit's just turning. You know something's coming. Something's brewing. I went, and I'm the type of person that does not like to shit at work. I got to be at my house or somewhere comfortable where I can do it, you know?
Indeed.
So I go there. I'm at work. I have no choice. I have to shit. Otherwise, I'm going to crap my pants. So I go in, do what I got to do. I leave thinking that it passed, right? A little while later.
You were done with work?
I just got there. I was there about an hour.
Okay.
So then I went and got Pepto, buddy.
And then I couldn't. So then I was like to my supervisor, like, you know, man, I am not feeling good. Can I leave, please? You know? So he's like, sure, go. So I left. So I'm walking out to the parking lot, and the parking lot is pretty big, and it's quite a ways away from the entrance to the building. I'm almost to my car, and I get that feeling again. I'm like, oh, damn, I got to go. Like, what should I do?
Bubble, bubble, bubble.
Should I run back in and take a shit, or should I risk it and drive home?
Yeah. Which or is shit next to a car.
Which is about a 20-minute drive, but it was still daylight. I didn't want to do that. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck
Sir?
It. Fuck it. I'm going to drive home. So I leave. And,
so
of course,
at least a 20-minute
drive. On the way home, I hit every red light.
Oh, yeah.
I get on the highway.
You get behind a soulless motherfucker.
There's tons of traffic. Yep. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Stop and go.
I'm sweating. My stomach hurts. And I'm like, I can't take this. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to make it. So
I just imagine, like, you're sweating in your car. It's the middle of summer.
It
the
was,
air conditioning's
dude.
Gone out.
And it's always as you get closer to where you have to be,
it gets worse.
It gets worse.
It's like the toilet is a magnet for your shit.
Yeah, because you get near that toilet and you can't take your belt off fast. Yeah.
No, right?
Like, you can't even get it off, and it's, like, instantly 10 times worse than it was a minute before.
It always seems like right when I sit, blows!
Yeah.
It's like in a movie where the guy just gets out of the way of the bomb or something.
Yeah, it's like you're jumping slow motion
every
onto
time.
The toilet.
So I make it off the highway, and I'm on the main stretch down here.
Yeah.
And my stomach hurts so bad. Like, I couldn't take it anymore.
Just like, please, God.
I could see you, like, sitting, like I said, in traffic, one lane. Next to you is, like, road construction going on. It's hot summer. Yeah. Windows are down. It's still not doing anything.
Right.
And in front of you is a bus full of children.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
are,
waving. Like, yeah, waving and, like,
hey.
Like, making fun of you and stuff. There's, like, a kid holding up two action figures, making them hop and stuff.
So, I actually get to the point where I actually get to the point where I'm like, I gotta release a little bit just to relieve the pressure.
Really? You're at that. That was bad.
It Big was mistake. Horribly bad. I couldn't help it. I was like, if I could just maybe squeak up.
A fart.
Oh, God. And then you're like 3 inches tall. Yeah. You're like, oh.
That's like when you say, I had a sip of your water. My half was at the bottom.
So I let a little bit out, you know, and I think I pooped a little.
That's a very uncomfortable feeling, I'm sure.
I was almost told, though. I was driving. Yes.
And your fabric
but
seats.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, so I was okay with it. I was like, it was contained. It was contained.
See the butt cheeks and the boxer shorts.
Just squeezing out.
Yeah.
It wasn't, barely. It was like a turtle head. And, yeah. So I get home, and this is when we were living with my folks at the time still. And so I get out, and I'm like, yes, I've made it. You know, no big mistake. You know, I get to the front door, and it's locked. I'm like, oh, no, what the fuck?
And it gets worse.
And then I realized that I gave my key to my fiancée at the time, and she was gone at work.
Oh.
So I couldn't get in, and usually my dad's there, and I was ringing the doorbell, knocking on the the door, and nobody was coming. I'm like, oh, my God. Then I really started to panic. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Bushes.
So
at that point, I think you'd be thinking, I'm going to shit wherever I can.
Well, I'm like, I'm going to have to open this window and crawl through it. You know?
Could you? What if you had picked the bushes?
Well, dude, it was like 7 o'clock in the evening. It was still light. During the summer, people are walking, you know.
Down. So you back here taking a shit. I ain't gonna tell nobody else.
So what happened was, is I was like, oh.
You got those big trees out there.
Well, what happened was, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in the garage. I walked into the garage.
Poop in the trash.
As I'm walking to the garage, I'm like, I look around and I'm like, fuck it. I couldn't control it anymore, and I just started shitting my pants.
Standing there shitting.
I was walking.
You were walking. You didn't even stop to shit. You were just like, I gotta feel like I'm accomplishing something.
I was walking really slow.
Did you like roll your pant legs up real tight?
Did you have shorts? Oh God. Did it just run down your leg?
You walk in and they go, surprise! It's your birthday or something.
Happy birthday!
Oh, it's not. It was for somebody else, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't even you. They didn't, Chris, what are you doing here? Oh, my God. Did you shit your pants? They got the video camera on you.
Yeah. Oh, look at down there. It's all over his legs.
So, as you know, I got to that point when I realized this was going to happen. I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, I really think.
You had accepted. The pain.
I think that feeling that I had is the same feeling that people have right before they die. Like, they know, okay, there's nothing I can do about this. It's going to happen. I'm at peace with it.
Yeah.
So it just started to release. I'm looking around. As I'm walking, I'm looking around to see if anybody's
walking. All your neighbors staring in the window.
Chris, we wonder why you're home early. Why are you walking so funny?
Did you shit yourself?
So I go into the house. Or
I've always liked you. I've always wanted to give you a blowjob. Oh, my God. That one time.
Worst timing ever in the history of man.
I've always been so attracted to
you. You keep going along with it. She just opens your pants.
The first time, my God. The first time ever a chick asked me out, I shit my pants.
You had just shit your pants?
So I go, I open the garage.
Just give me the damn number.
I crawl underneath the door, shut it, and basically I just finished.
You had to crawl?
I didn't want to open it all the way up. I opened it just enough so I could dunk underneath.
Too much pressure.
And I basically just sat there.
And pile your own shit till someone got home?
You know the funny thing? I've heard this before. But the funny thing is the back door was open.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
The slider was open.
So,
but you had shit on the brain.
Dude, I had shit all, you didn't have like, time all to think. I like, you know, and this is the
you
funny
don't realize
thing.
How much you shit.
This is
until
the funny thing
the
is
toilet.
I had shit everywhere.
What did you use?
I pulled down my shorts and I stood there and I just pissed.
Did more come out?
No.
Did you just get right into the shower?
I didn't know what to do, dude. So I took off my
throw everything away.
Well, you know what it was?
That's
I was,
what I would do.
Yeah, I threw my shoes away, my boots, my shorts, everything.
Yep. All the evidence.
I pulled down my pants and I used my socks.
You socked to wipe your asshole?
But it wasn't.
I was in a garage, man. There was nothing there that I could have used.
Oily rags. No.
I used some motor oil. It was.
Dude, I could just see the garage door like suddenly coming out open while you're getting covered
your
short.
I'm like home squatting from the grocery store.
My ass with the sock.
Yeah, it's from the back view, so they see your hand come up, and then you get the surprise look when you look around at the car pulling in. Oh my God, he's gone back gorilla.
So I cleaned myself up, and then I decided, fuck it, what am I going to do? And I never thought to check the backyard to see if the slider door was open. So I went back in around, and I opened the front window was open. So
I opened you squeezed your shitty ass on it. And rubbed all over the couch.
Well, I did have shitty. I had to put my shitty.
You got to walk out in front because there's no cover up.
Right, I had to put my shitty shorts back on. And so here I am with shitty.
It's cold now.
I had shitty ass shorts on, and I went through I opened the window, and I crawled through, and I'm like, oh my God, all I would need is a police to drive by and see me crawl through.
They put you in the cop car, and then like neighbors come out and stuff.
And you got shit. What's that smell?
What's that? Did you shit yourself?
They got it like the news camera. Yeah.
We just have a news aide. Yeah.
We got the sky cam here on a shitter trying to break into a house.
Yeah.
Cops scared the shit out of this guy. Yeah. You end up on one of those shows. One of those like world's dumbest criminals. Look at this guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This guy thought he was being smart. He was a real turd.
So I crawl
in. Turd burglar.
And then I head into the shower.
With your parents staring at you.
No, I'm done. And then I look and I go downstairs and my dad's there the whole time watching TV.
Chris, I didn't know you were here.
The thing with my daddy is
watching a World War II movie.
Yeah, he's deaf in one ear and he only has 10% in the other, so he couldn't hear me knocking and ringing the doorbell.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Where the fuck were you?"
Yeah,
I was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I just shit my fucking pants."
He's like,
"You're not my son."
He starts laughing. He's like, "You shit your pants?" And I'm like,
"You
yeah.
didn't have to tell him."
Well, you know, I had to make him try to feel bad, you know.
Yeah.
I shit myself, Dad.
Son.
So, yeah, that's kind of my story there. That's the last time I shit my pants as an adult.
Pot! God! Damn it.
And for Pod God Damn It, this is Rambo.
And Phoenix.
And Jeff.
From A Little Punch Drunk. You can find us at alittlepunchdrunk.podbean.com and also on Twitter at A-L-I-L Punch Drunk. And for Pod God Damn It this week, guys, the question is, what is the most embarrassing story about you?
Jess?
No, come on. That is so long. First of all, you both have been with me for some good ones.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, you're new
you
blood.
You can't come up with something. Don't worry.
Yeah, we can help.
We can.
You're new blood, so, you know.
You know what? Why don't you guys share something that I may not remember that you all have in your little back fucking pocket?
No. We want the most embarrassing story from you about you.
You want some time to think about it?
So many. Yeah, go ahead.
See, I got the opposite problem.
This week.
I was about to say, Rambo's got the opposite issue.
You can't really embarrass me.
It doesn't embarrass easy.
I do stupid shit all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not embarrassing. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, this is one. I don't know why this one's jumping in my head, which it wasn't too bad, but I had a formal that I had to go to, a very elite party, you know, very foo-foo.
Elite.
It was. It was very foo-foo. It was like $2.50 a plate, very, you know, it was in the business realm world. So I have this beautiful designer gown on, and it's strapless, right? And the venue that it had it at, there was a DJ's booth up here, and there was two very one-lane stairwells down each side. So only one person can walk up or down at a time.
Okie dokie.
So this all happened in the same night. The very first thing that happened is I went down to the food was on the dance floor. I grabbed my plate of food, and I grabbed my drink, and I'm now proceeding. Now, of course, it's foo-foo, so of course, you know, you're walking with that swag, and I'm making my way up the stairs. When I step on the bottom of my long dress...
I was already seeing where this was going.
My boobs come out. But wait, I have food in my drink.
But wait, there's more.
In my hand, and I don't know how to put it down and pull my top up at the same time.
Doing some weird shimmy wiggles to get it up or get your tits in or just hide them.
Then at the end of the night, again... processing down the stairs. This is like a good 4 or 5 hours later, many drinks later. Now, I wasn't blackout drunk at this one, but I come sashaying down the stairs and I step off the last lit stair, which was about number 7. Okay, I'm fucking airborne. This poor dude's in front of me. I grab onto him. I take him down and we're both laid out at the bottom of the stairs. Same night, 2 incidents.
That sucks.
Yep, at a formal foo-foo event.
Very nice.
Yeah. That would be mine.
That's a good one.
I enjoyed that one. Thanks. So, we're going
to
continue along a similar avenue. I'll do mine now. Let me set the mood for you.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
insert all music. Right.
Yes, exactly.
I could probably find that porno music I used for the Valentine's Day special last year. Hey, that was a great promo, and you know it.
Oh, it was creepy. Anyway.
I'll let you hear it.
All right.
All right. So, I was on vacation. I went to the beach. And this was the first time, might I add, that I brought any women with me. So I brought my girlfriend at the time. We were having a great day. Got up early, saw the sunrise, spent the day on the beach, went out, had a nice dinner, saw some of the sights, and we went back. And as I was saying goodnight to her, you know, we felt a little freaky, a little frisky, we were having fun. So, I unbuttoned her blouse, and I started touching her, feeling her around. We start kissing, making out. It's getting hot and heavy. From the other room I hear. So I get up. I walk out of the door. There's my mother sitting, watching me through a crack in the door, feeling up a topless girlfriend when I was 16. Not super embarrassing, but she was just like, they're not coming anymore. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Nice. Nice. It's always fun when the folks catch you, and actually that kind of leads into my story.
Well, I've never been caught beating off. I've never been caught having sex.
Nope.
But that's the closest that I came. So I was amused by that.
I was caught by my fiance's mom while he was going down on me. That was awful.
No, I'm sorry. Opposite perspective. That is awesome.
Awesome. Why is that awesome?
That is awesome.
That's awful. I was crying. I'm so upset. She opens the door. I'm like,
hi. Well, yeah, but you know, she goes back.
Were you coming at the same time just out of curiosity?
But she'll start telling all her friends, oh my god, I walked in the door.
No,
and there she was.
That bitch was staking
spread.
It out. She was staking it out. I'm telling you, she used to always love to try to bust those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny as hell.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
No,
not even now?
No, now I gotta go to therapy session. Look what you've done. You brought up bad memories.
You'll get over that one.
We'll bring up many more as time goes on.
I was about to say, first official week. We ain't even done scratching the surface yet.
Who knew? So, Phoenix. Leading into yours.
Leading into mine is kind of...
I do see, though, this question being almost entirely about sexual escapades or something dealing with tits and ass and cocks and balls for all the shows.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, with this one, yeah, it definitely leads down the road of sex. So, and this is probably around the same age, so about 16, 17.
Like I said.
You shut up. Anyway, so... my girlfriend at the time, back when I was in high school, she used to come over on the weekends while my parents would go out on the weekends sometimes for dates, and I would stay with me while I was watching my sister.
Does your mom know this because she watches the show?
Oh, I don't care. She's been learning all new things about me.
We had a whole sex episode.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I think this one might have come out, but I don't remember. So, but what happened was I'm sitting there watching my sisters. We're all downstairs watching a movie. Me and my girlfriend wanted to have some private time.
So we're like, all right, I've got at least a good couple hours till mom and dad come home. So I put a movie on just for my sisters. It's like, you guys stay down here.
Worst movie dinner ever.
Oh, I'm the brother. I'm like, watch the movie, stay in here. They were old enough to know not to play with certain things in the house and burn themselves on the stove and things like that. So it was fine. So we went upstairs. We start messing around, get hot and heavy, start having sex. I have her, and this is going to be really funny because I know my mother's watching right
now.
I know.
Why reminded you?
Yeah, well, I have my girlfriend doggy style, and all of a sudden I hear...
Like you do.
Slam! I hear a door. I'm like, what the hell was that? I thought my sister's gotten into something. All of a sudden I hear, Matthew! I'm like, ah! It was my dad. I'm like, no. Oh, no! So,
kind of like when you went storming down the stairs another time when you were growing up. Because you heard them coming in the driveway.
Yeah, so what happened was I'm like, oh, shit. So we get dressed real quick, and I'm just like, here's how I played this off. I sent her down first. I sent the
Such
girlfriend.
Such a gentleman.
I sent her down
Such a gentleman.
Because they're not going to get mad at her, and it'll help defuse the situation.
She did the walk of shame by herself?
Yes.
Oh, my God, suck so bad.
And then I went to the bathroom, came out again, went downstairs, and I was like, hi. She's like, what are you doing? Nothing. They knew. They had to know. They didn't know. Well, now they do.
Well, and you know who's in trouble now? Your dad, because your dad probably never told your mom that story.
No, mom and dad were both there.
Oh, okay. You just said dad, so I was like,
oh, no. Dad's
that's the voice you heard.
No, dad's with Matthew. And it's usually, I'm used to getting yelled at by my mother. So when it's my dad, I am terrified.
You know why? Because your sisters are watching Winnie the Pooh, and they could hear, and they're like, what's going on with Piglet? Trying to see what's happening. It's coming from upstairs. It's not the backtrack of the fucking Disney flip.
Yeah, because you know what? Now really thinking about that, it probably was the worst place to actually put them was in that front living room because my bedroom was directly above it.
Yeah, they probably thought, why is Eeyore so happy?
I was pinning the tail on the donkey.
Or why is Tigger? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
No, you just go back to, I told Winnie the Pooh that my dick made honey.
Really?
Hey, man, when you work at Disney, it flies.
Jesus.
I can't believe you made that poor girl do the walk of shame by herself.
It was horrible. I can admit that now.
That is.
Looking back now, funny.
There you
anyway,
go.
So that's my embarrassing story.
Well, then I guess that'll about wrap up this week's Pod Goddammit. Once again, for a little Punch Drunk. Have a good week, guys.